7 days in May. Thursday, May 23rd. At his regular Thursday meeting with his top lieutenants in the McIntosh division, Jobs told his inner circle about his plan to oust Scully. He also confided in the corporate human resources director, Jay Elliott, who told him bluntly that the proposed rebellion wouldn't work. Elliott had talked to some board members and urged them to stand up for Jobs, but he discovered that most of the board was with Scully, as were most members of Apple's senior staff. Yet Jobs barreled ahead. He even revealed his plans to Jean-Louis Gasset on a walk around the parking lot, despite the fact that Gasset had come from Paris to take his job. "I made the mistake of telling Gasset," Jobs wryly conceded years later. That evening, Apple's general counsel, Al Eisenstadt, had a small barbecue at his home for Scully, Gasset, and their wives. When Gasset told Eisenstadt what Jobs was plotting, he recommended that Gasset inform Scully. "Steve was trying to raise a cabal and have a coup to get rid of John," Gasset recalled. In the den of Al Eisenstadt's house, I put my index finger lightly on John's breastbone and said, "If you leave tomorrow for China, you could be ousted. Steve's plotting to get rid of you."